I've been working real hard these last few weeks. I wanted to come out, make a little statement. I filed an official grievance with USA Cycling. You know, I did the best I can. I don't know if the decision's been made or not. I hope they'll continue to look at it. I think clearly if they want to take the best team to the Olympics, they should look long and hard at who's riding well right now. And I think clearly I would make that grade. I am the first alternate, so you never know. But, you know, I just got to go out and keep racing as best I can and keep proving that I'm the best guy, and then you never know what'll happen. There's no way they were going to beat me today. I was well within myself on the climbs. I was pushing at the limit, but I knew I could go harder if I had to, and I pushed it all the way to the end. You know, I had a real point to prove, and I wasn't going to give up any seconds. So it's just one of those days where it finally all came together.
49 back.
I can't go into all the details right now, but I think the facts speak for themselves, and most importantly, the support of the national coach. Again, he was the only one that was at all the races. He's seen that I can ride like this, and that committee just chose to overlook it, and I find it pretty sad. Although I know I'm not the first person it's happened to. I'd also have to dedicate today's win to Frank McCormick because he went through the same thing in 96. And, you know, it's just a great example of Federation politics at its worst. And I've worked my whole career to support them and be a team player. And I felt like when it came down to the time, there was no loyalty in my direction. And so I'm just racing for myself and my sponsors now and having a good time. They looked at things they wanted to. They disregarded the coach's pick. And like I said, I'm done being quiet about it. I feel like I was really screwed. My Olympic dreams are down the tube, and I've worked hard for 15 years, and I feel I deserve to be there. So more important to me, yeah, I'm clearly the top American. And when we go head-to-head like this, there's no question I'm the best guy.